Should you have a potentially risky operation on your arteries when you're having no symptoms? That's a question asked and answered by a leading vascular surgeon in a recent editorial in the Australian and New Zealand Journal of Surgery. One of the commonest vascular operations performed in Australia is to open up a narrowing in the carotid artery in the neck to prevent clots breaking off and lodging in the brain, causing a stroke. A large proportion of people having this operation have had a minor or temporary stroke, usually called a transient ischemic attack, and a subsequent ultrasound of the carotids has shown a narrowing of greater than 70%. But some people have a carotid ultrasound without having had any symptoms indicating a stroke risk. They have it because the doctor is worried about the state of their arteries in general, or hears a whooshing sound when they're listening to the carotid artery with their stethoscope. Is this surgery with real risks attached worth doing if that person has a significant narrowing? Because there are other options. Erwin Mohan is a vascular surgeon at Westmead Hospital in Sydney.
One of the operations is called the carotid endarterectomy, where we open up the blood vessel, take out the plaque and clean the artery out.
And that's reasonably safe, although there is a small risk of stroke during the operation.
There is a risk of stroke, and most surgeons have a stroke risk of about somewhere between 1 and 3%.
So it's a risk-benefit analysis. The risk of the operation has to be less than the risk of having a stroke if you don't operate.
Absolutely.
And the other one is they've started stenting.
Carotid stenting, yes. That started in the late 90s, putting a balloon to expand the blockage.
Just like in the heart.
Yes. An angioplasty, and then we put stents in to keep the artery open.
Okay, so you looked at the evidence as to whether or not it's worth the risk to operate on somebody where you find an incidental stenosis. And by the way, the stenosis has got to be pretty tight. The blockage has got to be pretty tight for you to operate, even if the person has had a minor stroke.
Yes, it has to be in excess of about 70% for any benefit to be seen.
So what did you find when you looked at the evidence?
Currently, the evidence comes from two landmark trials. These trials showed that the risk of stroke with best medical therapy, meaning control of risk factors, was about 11.8% over 5 years. So that gives you about a 2.4% risk of stroke. Surgery decreased that risk by about 5.4%. That gives you an annualized risk of stroke of around 1% after intervention. The problem, so if the surgical risk of stroke is in excess of 3%, then the benefit from surgery is then lost. There are certain categories of patients who benefit from the surgery. In the trials, they actually show that from surgical intervention, patients below the age of 75 would benefit from asymptomatic surgery, men would benefit, and patients had to live for more than 5 years.
How active does the medical treatment have to be, the drug treatment have to be, to get you down to that sort of halving of risk?
Well, early on, the best medical therapy consisted of aspirin and a few lipid-lowering drugs, but the target has moved on since then. So lipid-lowering initially...
This is cholesterol we're talking
about? Yes. When the study started, cholesterol was considered to be high if it was in excess of 6.5. As we know, that has dropped down now to around 5 to 5.5 as the upper limit.
And that's the total cholesterol. And now your bad cholesterol, if you're at risk, if you had a previous heart attack or you got diabetes, they want it down below 2.
Yes, the lower the better.
So in fact, what you're saying is that current medical treatment is even better than in the trials, or at least if you're treating to target, is better than the trials that displayed that. So in fact, the advantage of surgery is even lower.
Yes, that's correct.
And what about stenting? My reading of the research says that it's risky, more risky than surgery.
It is risky. There has been very few trials that have been actually done for asymptomatic carotid stenting. And it's very difficult to attract funding for this study to compare it to best medical therapy for asymptomatic patients because the risk benefit is so low. However, if we looked at patients who had symptomatic disease, stenting is actually a very good option for patients who are less than 70 years old.
I thought there was double the risk from stenting.
The risk is doubled for patients over the age of 70.
So what you're saying is that stenting isn't an alternative then for asymptomatic people?
No, the risk of stenting is probably a little bit increased in patients with asymptomatic disease.
And what about stenting in symptomatic people? You've had a transient ischemic attack and you've now got to decide what you're going to have, and you've got a tight stenosis, you've got a blockage there over 70%. Now you've got to make a decision as a consumer. What's the option?
Well, surgery is a good option in any circumstance.
As long as the surgeon's experienced.
Experienced surgeon.
How many have you got to be doing a year to be sure that your surgeon is okay at this?
The data shows that anybody doing less than 5 shouldn't be doing them.
A year?
Yes.
That doesn't sound like many.
No, but usually the people who do vascular surgery, and they do a lot of other interventions, which keeps the skill levels up.
Okay, so surgery is a good option. What about stenting? Because that's not necessarily offered by the surgeon. You might find, presumably, a cardiologist or even a radiologist offering this.
Correct. That's actually one of the things that has caused a lot of delays in the development of the technology and problems with the studies, in that there's been a lot of cross...
demarcation disputes, shall we say?
Okay, yes, that's a good word.
And what's the choice?
If you're going to have a stent with an experienced operator, if you're below the age of 70, then a stent is a fabulous option. It's as good as any surgical intervention.
Over 70, head for the knife.
Over 70, the results show that there's at least a 2-time increased risk of stroke. It's always good to not be operating on these patients. And I think we have to really address the risk factors. The major risk factor is smoking. Stopping smoking, it decreases your risk of any vascular disease. Hyperlipidemias or high cholesterols, that needs to be treated quite aggressively. Hypertension.
High blood pressure. This is the biggie, isn't it?
Yes. And diabetes.
Erwin Mohan is a vascular surgeon at Westmead Hospital in Sydney. You've been listening to The Health Report with me, Norman Swan. I'll see you next week.